Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mean, like I said earlier, you defensive coordinators look at, man, what teams had success against them, and how could they incorporate that into their scheme. So you start to see a little bit of trends, and you know, you kind of watch film, but you got to be able to adjust on the fly. And I think we're able to adjust on the fly, but we didn't do it early enough. And, you know, that starts up, man, me seeing it, the receiver seeing it, everybody seeing it as a one accord.
That was Jaden Daniels yesterday. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. So Daniels' stat line in the end yesterday was actually tremendous. 25 of 38 for 275 and a couple of touchdowns. The two interceptions end up making it not as good, but obviously the first pick hit off Brian Robinson's hand, and the second one was a Hail Mary. I would say, though, the first pick was like a turnover-worthy play in a sense. Probably not graded that way via PFF because it hit the intended guy in the hands. But it was a bad decision, in my opinion. It's a screen. He throws a flat, fast, basically a fastball to a non-pass-catching running back. I mean, a guy who's okay at it, but it's not the guy that normally runs the screens for them. And the best-case scenario is he gets tackled for a loss, and that should just be burned at his feet. I think a veteran quarterback probably would have done just that. And frankly, Daniels did that early in the year.
Yes.
More often than not, might do the same thing. So I guess I would give him like half of one interception or, you know, a quarter of one interception
right
in the game or something like that instead of two. But I say that only to then say, Danny, that is not really indicative in any way of his performance, right? I mean, you just go through if you're PFF or if you're a coach and you grade every play that he ran. And you go, okay, this was pretty good. Wow, this was really good. I like this. And time and temperature and, you know, all these things don't matter as much. He finished the game, by my count, 13 of 13 passing on those final three drives. So the one where they go get the touchdown with 5 minutes left, down to 3 minutes left, where they go right down the field. Completion of McLaurin for 0, Brown for 11, Brown for 19, Brown for 20. That was Diami. It was a great catch, by the way. Luke McCaffrey for 8, Ertz for 7, Ertz for 4, touchdown. On that drive, he was 7 of 7 for 70 yards. Then the next drive, Ertz for 2, Ertz for 2, Ertz for 13, or Eckler for 2, and then Ertz and Ertz for 18, right? Then he had the throw to John Bates that was caught and fumbled. Then he had the 76 to McLaurin. It's like he finished the game with 14 of 14, 13 of 13, whatever it was, and like another, you throw on another almost 200 passing yards to his total. That completely changes what was 55 minutes of what we all saw.
Yeah.
He is just not the same still. And the rib is not a thing anymore. I'm sorry. It just can't be used as an excuse after yesterday.
No. So, yeah, I don't think yesterday was rib-related at all. Previously, I do, because I didn't see those bad habits, those spin-away throws, those leaving things short, not stepping into stuff. To me, he looked like the athletic, comfortable, fluid Jaden Daniels. Now we're just not hitting passes. I think, and to me, a lot of this is, again, what's going on with Kingsbury and this offense. And guys not being that open related more than it is, you know, than him all of a sudden becoming inaccurate, all of a sudden becoming indecisive or unsure. You know, some a regression was normal there for any rookie who got out to the start that he did, like gangbusters. Again, you do what you did every week. You're an MVP candidate as a rookie, which very rarely happens. So this is some of it's normal, but a lot of it to me is there aren't a lot of great options for him to go with the football in a lot of those, you know, third and sevens, third and nines that they're facing a lot more now than they were, say, a month ago.
This was the Daniels presser yesterday after the game.
As the year's gone on, do you see any difference in tendency or anything in how teams are defending you? And do you view the last 3 weeks offensively kind of as a collective, or is it just game by game for you?
I think teams and coordinators are going to see what other teams have success against them, and try to figure out how they could incorporate that into their scheme. So, I mean, you kind of see stuff on third downs. You know, we've been in third and longers a lot, you know, these past couple games. So that's kind of where you get into those exotic pressures and stuff like that. And, you know, we just got to be better on first and second down to stay ahead of the chains.
That's Jaden Daniels post-game yesterday. But he's acknowledging we're seeing some looks that we didn't see. They're trying to trick us on third down. He's, I believe, 7 for his last 23 passing on third down. The question really is more largely about the offense than just Daniels. That's a byproduct of what has been now a unit that has regressed pretty substantially through 3 weeks. It meshes with the concern that we had as of weeks ago when we suggested there is this track record of these Kingsbury offenses that start out like gangbusters and then crash back down to earth, and we're kind of seeing that here.